I've been told that the tea that was shared on air at 5:30 about the familial situation that I've been dealing with now for a couple of months involving my sister and her 70-year-old lover.
Yeah, when your sister's 42.
And my sister's 42.
Proper context. I don't want people thinking you have like a 70-year-old sister.
I don't even think that's... My mom's 65 and my biological father would be 68 this year. That'd be wild. That would be some real West Virginia stuff. I've been told it's the best tea people have heard. Jared, who's listening with his fiance, our friend Allie says, big fan of the show, appreciate you, says it's the best tea that they've heard in a hot minute. So we might have to get to that. And in case you missed it, continue to work through our emotions.
Yeah. There's more layers you got to uncover there?
Surprisingly, yes, there are more layers to that. Shouldn't be.
Really
that should
shouldn't.
Be enough.
It really doesn't affect you that much.
Other than
a couple comments here and there, some new people at some holidays, but it really doesn't affect you that
and
much.
And I get to high road everybody.
Right.
I mean, can we talk about that?
Yeah, by having a normal family, you're good now.
Like, yeah.
You just get to, hang out.
Oh, no, not from that. I don't high road my sister. My sister can do whatever the hell she wants.
Well, you get the options if you want to.
But no, it's the family members that that like to act like they're above things. Them I get to high road. Oh, we're not going to make jokes about this time? What about this other time that I remember? It's been a lot of fun. Let me just say, I've had a lot of... It's been a very Merry Christmas
for me. What's the boyfriend's name?
I don't... Well, okay. I've been given two different names.
He doesn't want to answer now.
No. I've been given two different names.
He's an alias or something? What's going on?
I don't know. I've been given Bob and I've given Randy. Both of those are 70-year-old guy names,
by the way. Who gave you Randy?
She did. She calls... She'll interchangeably use them...
What?
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. So you call him Bob Randy? What do you do? Like when you go up to him and say, hey, Bob.
I don't think I've called him his name yet.
Okay. You've just laughed from afar.
Yeah. He's called my mom.
Yeah.
But I don't think I've called him Bob or Randy. I've just been like, hey.
You should go give him a big hug and be like, what's up, brother?
No, I think my sister does that enough.
She says, what's up, brother? How kinky.
I think if anything, it'd be like uncle.
You
gave your sister a succulent?
It was for her birthday.
I meant the hug.
How kinky. I just didn't know. We're in the Jerry Springer world already. I didn't know how deep we were going.
Listen, whatever makes him happy.
Yeah, that's all.
Right?
We don't kink shame around here.
Whatever makes
him
happy.
That's one of our deals. We don't kink shame.
Well, you've already pushed the bounds of where I would go with this. So if you wanted to take it another step further, I can't be the one to judge.
Good old Bob Randy.
Now. All this being said, Keith definitely took a picture of you throwing the pictures at me. And as was my great fear, I look like such a you-know-what. But you actually kind of look like a badass.
Thank you.
If I can say.
Thank you.
Because you're just very confidently like, I'm throwing it. That's how you threw it.
You gave me some zest on that. Turn me into Carl Anthony Towns.
Because I have to.
I'm throwing it.
Even the Broadway version.
No. Because I was so zesty in me and looking, be like, reaction? No,
yeah.
Not papers.
Oh no, not
please.
I might get a paper cut.
Anything but the paper, which did not go anywhere near me.
No, flew right over your head.
Now, we did have Brian Batko on of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette and asked him about Mike Tomlin's future.
I think that was slightly more likely had they lost last week to Baltimore, and the negativity that would have come along with that would have been pretty deafening. But he was on the Rich Eisen show this week and got asked something similar point blank, and he said he's been institutionalized. So that is quite the quote from a guy when it comes to weighing the option of continuing to be a head coach for year number 20. Or going somewhere else. There's a pretty sizable gap between fan opinion of Mike Tomlin and front office opinion of Mike Tomlin. I think it was basically always going to be his choice what he would want to do. Rightly or wrongly, winning that game last week against their biggest rival probably tamped down a lot of that. But fan sentiment, I think there's a lot that are still ready for a change here.
You know me. I desperately want the Steelers to win tonight. Holding.
Don't
turn on me. I'm not becoming Nicky Yinzer here. Just so.
Well, you did talk about inbreeding like 3 minutes ago.
That's true. This is how we get him. We get the Yinzer population interested with a 70-year-old uncle. That's how we're doing it.
Just got to bait them in. You got to meet people at their
level. That's true.
Meet people at their level.
Yep. That's what all the greats do. But so that then they can lose next week. So in this way, you get the first playoff win in 9 years, which so then all of a sudden Steelers fans are like, maybe Tomlin isn't a scrub. Then they lose, and Tomlin goes, I'm going to go to Fox for a year. It's the best of all worlds. It really is.
Or the best is they lose tonight, and then Tomlin just goes to Fox next year.
Yeah, but the idea that Tomlin finally does.
I don't need Tomlin to end out on top. I kind of want Tomlin just to sit in it.
Not me.
I want him to lose for a while.
Not me.
I want him to consistently lose in this first round of the playoffs like he always done. And
why?
Hey, the congratulations is
this
that
about punishing
at least,
the Steelers, not Mike.
At
Mike
least he's, they're both, they go hand in hand. At least they're not double-digit underdogs in this postseason game the way they have been the past few years when they've gotten waxed out the door. Like, that's at least a positive in Mike Tomlin's direction. I have so much hate in my heart for Mike Tomlin as a coach because I hate how people talk about him as if he walks on water, all these type of things, as if he's so great for accomplishing 9-8 seasons. I dislike it.
He's a top five coach in the game.
Yeah, but he doesn't have the results that say top five at this point.
Over the course of 20 years, he does.
But for the past decade, and a decade is not a short amount of time.
That's fair. That is fair. Just ask Randy Bob.
Randy Bob, Bob Randy, whichever we settle on.
He's only had seven of those decades.
Whichever it's, I mean,
compared to four to me.
Not a ton.
Yeah.
For a quarter of your life, Mike Tomlin has been a very meh to good head coach.
One seventh of his life.
And he just gets treated as if he's the greatest thing ever. I am curious what happens with Aaron Rodgers with tonight. Because if Aaron Rodgers wins, then Aaron Rodgers, I think, will come back next year.
I agree. I think he might be back either way.
He might be, but I think if he wins this game, there's going to be a lot of things that just convinced him that the Jets was a debacle because the Jets are a debacle, and he can still sling it. Like, I don't think he's ready to give it up if he wins tonight.
I think you could convince me that either a win or a loss would be more enticing to bring Aaron Rodgers back next year. I do think the deeper we get into these playoffs, he's got to show that wife at some point. You get to the Super Bowl podium. You win the Super Bowl, by God.
She doesn't exist.
And she doesn't show up.
What do you do? Is he going to hire a wife?
Aaron, there's no way. You're never going to beat these allegations. This makes Lene Kukua look like a paper cut, comparatively, of I made up a fake wife, rolled with her for a whole year, won a Super Bowl, and then everybody found out. It was like two bad weeks for Manti Te'o getting catfished. This is a year. This is a year.
I just think
it.
If he calls up Manti Te'o for advice, what do I do to get out of this? He's like, Manti's like, you're in too deep.
What if Manti?
You just gotta keep lying until it goes away.
What if Manti's go? I do have the contact card for Lene Kukua.
What does it cost to just basically tell someone, hey, I'll give you $5 million? Is it $10 million? To say that I will pretend that we've been married for months.
What prostitutes have you been around?
You'll be my wife for the public image until we can get divorced.
In Pretty Woman, the girlfriend experience was like a $10,000 for
a
weekend
thing.
You don't
get a lady of the night or anything like this. That's not who you hire for this type of operation.
You think a lot of people are going to know that?
This has got somebody that's got no background in that, and then you're going to sign an NDA, you're going to get it all on the up and up.
It's called a beard. Hollywood does this multiple times a year.
This is a cover-up in a different way, though. This is not just... A beard is a completely different game.
It would be the funniest thing if he showed up and it was like,
how does he approach this? Like, what is it? Like, if he had a friend, he was like, hey, listen, I'm in a bind. Nobody thinks I'm actually married. The bit's gone on for too long. I thought I was going to teach the media a lesson. Instead, this has turned on me. What does that friend charge Aaron Rodgers to then go along with the bit of being his fake wife for the Super Bowl run to then get publicly divorced in like 6 months?
$10,000.
Oh, way too short. Way too short.
Why are you putting it at $5 or $10 million?
I think it's a goods and services exchange for this kind of money. No goods or services have to be exchanged.
They better sire a child.
This is a con
to further
so
the law.
So that he's not just considered Manti Te'o Lene Kukua.
I don't think he can
do it.
It's
worth a lot to Rodgers to get out of this messy situation he put himself in.
He dated a woman named Blue Earth. I don't think he's thinking that hard about any of this, which is why it's going to be even funnier when it does blow up and it's like, oh, it's actually a lifelike doll.
But what he does have going for himself is that nobody thinks that he was actually married to begin with anyway.
Is that going for
you can get out of it pretty easily at that point.
How do we do that?
I think you do what he's been doing the entire time, I think. You just keep saying she exists when she doesn't exist. I don't know.
So you
this is
deny
why
till you die?
Listen, I can't get out of it. That's why I'm trying to find a $5 to $10 million route out of it.
Plan 10 years from now?
You're asking me like I'm Aaron Rodgers and I'm responsible for coming up with his exit plan.
You got all the answers over here. You got Mr. $5 to $10 million for the Lady of the Night.
He's made $300 million. You can spend $5 million to get you a... It's not even a Lady of the Night. Just say, hey, friend.
I think you can have $100,000 and she's going to go ahead.
You need to go to everything and pretend that you're married to me and then like 6 months we'll just publicly divorce.
Well, yeah, by the way, this would be the hard launch.
Maybe calls up Blue Earth again. I don't know. She can't be
that
expensive.
She's not motivated about money.
Yeah, she can't. Well, yeah, but, you know, drugs cost money, so everyone needs it.
But ayahuasca is surprisingly affordable.
Is it now?
Yeah, I mean.
I did not know that.
$5,000 to $6,000 for a full round trip ticket, I guess.
Really? Is that it? Just
Costa
ballpark
Rica.
That.
Yeah. Just ballparking it. I don't know.
Wait, for the full round trip? So what portion of that trip is the drugs?
I think Aaron Rodgers, the round trip part. I think Aaron Rodgers probably has frequent flyer miles to Costa Rica at this point. I think it's like he's got the first 11 ayahuasca trips punched, and he just needs that 12th one punched.
It's like a Subway sub card.
Yeah, but with ayahuasca trips.
I like the idea of him getting on the airplane and then being like, here's your ayahuasca.
Do you validate?
As if it's like orange juice.
One, you have Al Michaels planning to return for 2026. You have Tony Romo getting completely and utterly bashed by pretty much everybody watching the Romo-Nance game this weekend, and then Tom Brady suddenly turned into Cronkite.
This has been coming for a couple weeks, by the way.
It was just the weirdest weekend of NFL media around the best weekend of NFL weekend, or you know, playoff football wildcard weekend in a hot minute.
So the Brady thing is pretty easy to me. All right, let's play the Brady clip. And then I want you guys to hear the passion that he has in this. And this is him describing, and this is the heart of why I think Brady won people over this weekend. This is him describing how to throw in the wind, okay?
And I talk about the point of the ball a lot. This is kind of like a neutral plane. This is when the point is slightly down. When you're throwing into the wind, it has to be neutral. If the point of the ball is up, any wind friction is going to push that ball up over the top. So as a quarterback, you don't really like that you throw underneath because naturally that's going to point the tip of the ball up. You'd like more of a C or an inverse, a reverse C. That's how you kind of control the point of the ball, and then you can kind of just snap it off as you throw it. But in these windy conditions, you can't be underneath the ball. There's too much wind surface of the ball to knock it off its path.
Okay, that courtesy of Fox. That right there sounded like somebody that we should have been hearing the entire time. Like, that's somebody that cares way more about football and loves football than I think a lot of people ever really even gave him credit for in the first year that he was doing this. And that's where Tony Romo is losing people. Ultimately, they want you to seem like you care about the gig and you're having fun and you love it and you couldn't imagine your life without it. Tony Romo constantly sounds like he wants to be on the golf course. That's the
difference. He
might be. Yeah, and there's been times where Jim has been referencing different things about the golf course, by the way. But, like, there's just a passion there with Brady that you hear. I ultimately think people love when people care about things a great deal. And they get really into things and find things fun for whatever reason. That wasn't supposed to be interesting, Tom Brady describing how to throw a football in the wind. I was captivated. You had to be. I think people care about that, and he's been able to express that. Whereas Romo seems like he wants to be doing anything else but that.
So, all right. So I think fair point on some of the things you're saying. I also think here's another way of looking at it. I think Tony Romo started on this elite level where he was anointed. He was given Jim Nance as the play-by-play guy. And it was just decided that Tony Romo was the best color analyst in football. As he is slowly, the farther he's gotten away from football, and it's not his knowledge. He knows X's and O's. But his understanding of the league rules, which have changed since he played, and his understanding of maybe the players and maybe the style of football that's being played predominantly, that has changed. And as that's changed, people have said, but you're not the guy we thought you were. Whereas Tom started so high and then immediately dipped to being thought of as the most useless reporter, analyst, whatever, in football, which he wasn't. He just wasn't very good at it. Now that he's, again, people have normalized back to, well, he's not that bad. I think a lot of this is perceptional based. I think Tony has suffered in the perception because he's been bad on the wrong game to be bad at. Consistently, I might add. And Tom's simply better than he was a year ago, but ultimately still not that good or that interesting.
I mean, I think we like Tony initially because he wasn't Phil Sims. Like the last couple years of Phil Simms and Jim Nantz were just brutal to listen to. It wasn't Jim Nantz's fault. You know what I mean? Like that was a Phil Simms problem. And so I think we liked him a lot off of that. I think Jim Nantz is one of the best to ever do it. I think he's so good at this. I think he has a way of covering up for certain people. And I think at this point, it's just kind of like, I mean, he did everything he could to not make Romo sound like an idiot in that game, and Romo kept stepping in it.
Well, in fairness, I think it was Awful Announcing put out something saying, Tony Romo's fall from grace clears the way for Ian Eagle and J.J. Watt. It's like, have you heard J.J. Watt?
J.J. doesn't know the rules. In the Browns game he called with us here, he didn't know half the rules. He kept getting them wrong.
By the way, he's really good in the studio. He's not good in the booth.
That's another way where I'd say like Ian Eagle helps him too. Ian Eagle covers up a lot of the faults that J.J. Watt has as well. Like, who you're paired with in this matters a great deal.
Which I come back to this. It's just as easy as this. Guys, somebody needs to hire Greg Olsen immediately. He's better than Brady is. He's certainly better than J.J. Watt. Good God. And way better than Tony Romo is. I don't know. Like, listen, I'm not a TV guy. You're not a TV guy. We're radio guys. Mm-hmm. How is it so easy for me to hear? Like, for instance, I still think Brady is not worth what they pay him. He's better than he was a year ago.
He's definitely gotten much better.
And he's more comfortable, which I think makes a huge difference.
But anyways, he's learning what we want to know, too, though. I think he had a hard time with that. I think he was scared to give us some of the insights like he did in that clip because he didn't know how we'd take it. He didn't know if we cared. And turns out we love that stuff.
Well, and it also helps that I think Tom Brady's gotten away with murder post-NFL. Like, he's allowed in every... Like, no rules that traditionally apply to former players going into ownership and broadcasting apply to Tom Brady. I think understanding that has freed him as well.
I mean, he's in Pizza Hut commercials now.
Yeah.
Tom Brady spent like a decade telling kids they can't eat anything bad for them and can't drink soda and can't have like French fries. He's in Pizza Hut commercials.
Guys,
What is that? He
hired the GM, the head coach, and the offensive coordinator, two of the three, which failed tremendously. And no one's giving Tom Brady, the owner, flack. All the while having access.
Must be nice to be the GOAT, huh?
Inside access to half the franchises in the NFL.
Okay, spoiler alert. It's nice to be Tom Brady in life now.
No, it is. But I think my point is, he's the Teflon Don.
He does. He gets away with a lot. And there's a lot of people that are... I think people just want to see him have success again, which is just so odd because he had more success than anybody could ever imagine for two and a half decades.
When he got with Alex Earl, I was like, thank God. I know you've been slumming it with some New England fives. And finally, Tom Brady is getting primo again. Thank God. I'm just happy for him.
It's just weird because I don't think we'd ever see him do the nightclub scene. When he was playing, he did none of that. In the Tom vs. Time documentary, all he did was live inside his house watching film. It's almost like he's getting a chance to like live his 20s for the first time because he didn't really do that when he was 20. And so this is the result of that.
He impregnated Bridget Moynihan and then left her for Giselle. Let's not act like the guy was a monk, okay?
But it was a different Tom Brady. He was eating avocado ice cream. He's doing all sorts of, come on, what are you talking about?
No.
Very different Tom Brady than this Tom Brady.
You know,
this
Tom Brady was celibate for 20 years. He can finally express himself sexually now. Really, he was living
this
like
Tom
a
Brady's
pauper.
He's on a race with Belichick to see who can get the youngest girl. It's a weird thing they're doing. I don't know. It's a different Tom Brady. It's a different Tom Brady.
He's still a gooner. He's just not married. I think that's the difference here. You're giving him a Peterlin pass in a way that is wild.
I think he spent zero
the
time
Peterlin
on that.
Pass.
Zero time being a gooner before. It just, whatever fell into his lap.
I think he's still
and
falling
now,
into his lap.
Now he's on like a Derek Jeter-esque run where he's like dating everybody and anybody. And it's I'm waiting for the Tom Brady gift basket this when they leave at the bottom.
This is the straw man of straw man arguments I've ever heard from you.
Straw man?
The man killed it in the 2000s. He was the face of the NFL dynasty in the 2000s before Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah, you got Bridget Moynihan and Giselle.
You just cavalierly tossed that out.
You had no
like they were
reports.
Sacks of potato.
It's not like we were like, oh, Brady's out in the town painting the town red again.
Social
like, we
media
never had
didn't
that.
Exist his first
didn't
run.
Didn't exist. He won a Super Bowl 5 years ago.
No, his first run. I'm talking about the 2000s. Before he got locked down with Giselle, that happened right as Twitter took off. If you had Twitter 7 years earlier, you would know his exact body count.
He wouldn't eat Pizza Hut. He was like a happily married guy. All these things, and now he's like he's basically like a poster child for debauchery.
I'm trying very hard not to make a hand motion in your direction.
It's very crazy.
That's what a twist. He's just a different. He's living his life.
I don't know which one's the biggest gooner, him or Belichick, in this race to date 25-year-olds.
I think probably still Tom.
I don't know.
I think Bill needs some medical assistance.
Is this Tom's way of being like, you're not the only one that can date 25-year-olds? It's weird for, you know, they ended on such an animosity term, but now they're in a weird way shaping into each other.
No, here's actually the problem.
People like dating 25-year-olds.
Bill is quite proud of dating 25-year-old.
I wonder if this is Tom's way of seeking Bill's approval still, even after the playing days. Like, hey, you know who's going to appreciate this?
It's like one straw man after another.
My buddy Bill. My buddy Bill's going to appreciate this.
No,
Bill.
Because once a month, we Alex get Earl. Sad Tom Brady social media posts.
Oh, yeah, he does.
So
he gets very in his feelings.
He's got divorced dad. Belichick has no problem about the marriages he's ruined. His own. I don't know about anybody else's.
Brady's like 2 months away from going to cheerleading competitions.
I think Brady's like 2 months away from checking into a self-help group.
I want this Jeter. I want the Jeter-esque run that I feel like Brady's about to go on here. But I do. I kind of like the past couple weeks. People have talked about how great he is in the booth and how far he's coming along and all this stuff. I think we just want people that care about things. Like on TikTok, I'll watch so many things that I should have no interest in. But like you hear like 2 minutes and these people just seem like they're so impassioned about this stuff. I'll listen to anybody if they seem like they really care about
it. All I hear is that you're a real mark. That's all I hear.
Real mark for what?
Yeah. You give somebody, I can send you like the, I'm not going to do that.
Hey, go ahead.
Now the point is you're a real mark.
What are you going to send me?
If somebody just throws passion at you, you go gaga over them.
I like when people care about things. I like when people are really into it, and then trying to figure out why they're really into it is also fun. There's so many layers to so many things.
Whole rabbit hole about trains you can go down if you'd like to.
Are you telling me you're getting into trains?
Dude, I totally have been. Yeah, no, it's train TikTok.
Didn't Ken just say he's into trains the other day?
All right, then he took it from
me. Are you following?
Choo choo.
Yeah. I think Ken's like Bobby in the Sopranos.
I thought Ken was talking about a different kind of train.
What you mean?
I need 100 Cleveland men.
He's just into the artist train.
Yeah. Drops of Jupiter,
it's
man.
It's 3 a.m. He must Come be on. Lonely, right? Is that them? That's Matchbox 20, maybe?
Come on.
I don't know.
Come
Meet Virginia.
On.
Meet Virginia.
You just,
train.
You just spat on the train. How
meet,
dare
meet Virginia.
You?
Virginia. She doesn't own a dress. Hair is always a mess. Come on. We have it.
Well, you're saying she was trained.
Well, now that's too far.
Now, speaking of too far, Al Michaels says he plans to return for 2026.
We're going to have the Lee Corso with him, aren't we?
People are so pissed. And I get it, because he is just not good anymore.
Same thing I said to Lee. Somebody in his family needs to step in here and get him off the air.
All right.
Someone needs to do him a solid.
Lee had,
someone in his family
Lee
needs to step up.
Serious medical issues.
Step up.
That made people uncomfortable watching him. And again, he still shouldn't have been put out to pasture like
falling asleep on TV.
Well, yeah. That's
someone
just,
save him.
He's 80.
He's old. And he's, I don't know why it came out that way, but he's old and he needs to be off TV. His voice isn't
he's
cracking
old.
Like me anymore because he's that old. He doesn't have a voice anymore.
He's so old.
He's so old, and he so needs to be off TV.
He broke your voice.
I didn't use my throat coat today. That's what happens when you forget your throat coat at home.
Speaking of trains,
come out
again.
Like Peter Brady.
I like if we had a bit called Old Not Old. All right, Lee Corso. He's old.
Very old.
All right. Mark Hamill. That's where you would go. He's old or not old.
Oh, yeah. That's my line now. That's mine.
You're the one who said old.
My voice cracked. It happens. We got animated for a second. All right. I'm done with the Al Michaels bit. You finish it if you're so excited
Easy.
About it. You finish the Al Michaels bit. Go right ahead.
Are you satiated? It was the old not old. That was the,
Is that, was
yeah,
that what
it was?
It was
the Al Michaels bit. He's earned the right to call his own shot.
He's been calling it for years.
And he's going to keep calling it.
No, I'm done listening to it. Just because you've done it forever doesn't mean I have to listen to it.
No, that's exactly what it means.
No, it stinks.
No, you have. Well,
someone in his family needs
TV.
To say he's ruining his legacy.
It's not at all. 40 years from now,
he's
no one's going to be like,
during important
he's
games.
Old. Sorry. Was that an euphemism?
Oh, I forgot Nick knows how to perfectly talk all the time. I forgot. My bad. I didn't know you were. I thought I didn't know I was dealing with a perfect broadcaster there. I had no idea.
I can talk. I talk for a living.
Did I go too hard?
You're
this
just
hour?
A jerk sometimes, is all.
I love you. In case we missed it, in 5 minutes, he's old.
Shut up. Take it to break. What a jerk. How do I deal with this guy every day? Another snort. That's two snorts today. Two snorts. Matt, sorry. Can we have a judgment? Are snorts worse than my voice cracking really loudly?
No, they're both pretty good.
I'm sorry.
This guy.
I can't. I'm old.